Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Scott Musser. In our area in the past, there was auto auction out at the King City area in Pasco, but that was wholesale only. You had to be a dealer to go to that. Trucks and Auto is open to the public as well as dealers. Why did you make your model open to the public?
We didn't want to be a wholesale only auction. One, we didn't have to. Typically your wholesale auto auctions, and you visited about the one that was out at King City back in the 80s. You know, they were probably running 500, 600, 700 cars every week. And that's not a model we wanted to go after. We wanted to go after less cars and sell it at more of a, you know, a modified retail level and open it to the public. We think it creates a more vibrant marketplace. We're not just selling it wholesale, but anybody can come out and buy. They can do their due diligence on the cars, look them over, see which ones they like. They can do the research. They want to run Carfax on them, whatever they want to do. But we think it's a better, more open, transparent model that lets everybody participate.
Right now, what do you see as your ratio from public to dealers that are coming to buy from you?
We sell about 25% of our vehicles to dealers and about 75% go to end users. Surprisingly so, 50% of our cars that we sell leave the market. And when I say leave the market, it leaves the Tri-Cities. It's, you know, we've sold, you know, a lot of cars go up to the Yakima Valley, go up to Wenatchee, up to Spokane, down to Baker City, down to Boise, that. But we also will send cars. We've had a gentleman, I think now, has bought a car, flown in, and driven it home three or four times from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Wow.
And he gets online, finds a car that he likes, and bids on it, and flies into Pasco, and thumbs a ride over to our facility, and picks up his car, and goes back to Winnipeg.
Interesting. So, Scott, we're going to wrap this up with what we call our quick three. I've got three questions for you, and just give me your quick, rapid-fire answer. What's your favorite local restaurant?
Oh, I'm kind of a pizza fanatic, so I've got to go with either Hubby's Pizza or Brick House.
Where's your favorite vacation or getaway?
Anywhere that I can fly myself. But I do enjoy, I enjoy going into the mountains. I've got a little bush plane that I take into the mountains. So, you know, 45 minutes I can be sitting at the creek at Minim, Red's Horse Ranch down in northeastern Oregon, or down over to the Frank Church Wilderness and being in the mountains there, and no electricity and no cell phones and no lights, and it's pretty peaceful.
And then other than what you do now, what's the best job you ever had?
There wasn't any job I had previous to the one I have now that would be considered in the best. I mean, I started at the bottom. I worked at a grocery store shucking corn and cutting heads of lettuce, and then I went to a meat market, and I was the cleanup boy at the meat market and cleaned all the equipment after school, and then went to California and I was pumping gas. So I'm pretty happy right where I'm at. This is the best job I've ever had because I've never worked a day in my life yet.
That's a good place to be with your business and your career. Scott Musser, thank you for sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty.